Dr. Paul, radio's wonderful story of adult love, brought to you by the makers of Dutch Mill Cheese. A lot of folks don't know this, but it's an important fact for every good homemaker to remember. Good American cheese, a cheese like Dutch Mill, is one of our best sources of important protein. Cheese is even richer in protein than meat. And besides, cheese brings you all the vital nutrients found in milk. Now, we say Dutch Mill American is good cheese because it's a perfect cheese of its type, made exclusively from deep-flavored cheddars. Choice American cheddars that have been made with special care, then ripened slowly and thoroughly. This skillful blend is so mild and rich, so tender and mellow, it's exceptionally delicious to eat and a joy to cook with. Any way you serve it, you'll like it. Dutch Mill slices easily, melts smoothly and quickly. Compare its quality and flavor. If you aren't completely satisfied, your money will be refunded without question. Now that it's point-free, keep several packages in your kitchen all the time. You'll find Dutch Mill cheese featured at your Safeway store. And now, our story continues. It was early morning. Virginia Martin had gone to her room at Martha Bach's house, closed the door in order to give Dr. Paul and his mother a chance to talk in complete privacy. But though she was at the other end of the house, Miss Martin was as conscious of Dr. Paul's presence as if he'd been in the same room with her, still aware also of the short conversation she'd had with him before his mother had returned from the next-door neighbor's. This conversation disturbed Virginia Martin, not only because of what she had nearly revealed to Dr. Paul, but what had been revealed to herself. Suddenly, the young woman walked over to the dresser, pulled open a drawer, took out an old faded photograph, a picture of Dr. Paul Bach as a small boy. Virginia studied it for a moment.
Why did I remove this picture from the bunch of old snapshots I found at Dr. Paul's house? I remember thinking at the time it seemed such a charming photograph. Mrs. Bach had two of them. No, that's not the real reason. The real one is the same reason why I can't stay here. Why I have to leave Elkhorn City. Every time I'm with Dr. Paul, I'm reminded of the past. Of the work that used to be my life. And I must forget that my life was devoted to nursing. Every time I'm with him, I'm conscious of an understanding, a sympathy for his problems. But it's a sympathy that would exist between him and the person I once was, not the person I am now. Yet, I can be awfully happy here in this little town. But it isn't safe. No, I'm afraid it wouldn't be safe for many reasons.
The distant sound of the chiming of the courthouse clock intruded itself on Virginia Martin's thoughts. She looked at her watch. 8:00. She put the photograph back in the drawer, went to the closet, got her coat. Now, a few seconds later, as she walks past the living room, she sees Martha Bach, Dr. Paul's mother, sitting by the fireplace. She's alone, so completely absorbed with her own thoughts that she doesn't even notice Virginia's presence. Miss Martin starts to speak, then stops. Is it a trick reflection of the light, or are there tears in Martha Bach's eyes?
Mrs. Bach.
Oh, Virginia.
Is anything the matter?
Why? Should anything be the matter?
No, I just thought...
You're going out.
Yes, I'm going over to the hospital. Or rather, that little diner across the street from the hospital. I told Johnny Cabot I'd meet him there for a cup of coffee.
Why didn't you say something? You could have ridden over with Paul. He just left.
Well, it isn't far, and I think the walk will do me good. Why don't you come along with me?
Oh, no. Thank you, my dear. So much I have to do today.
What, for instance?
Well, I...
There, you see?
But Johnny doesn't want to see me. It's you he's asked, so you run along.
Now, that's ridiculous. It'll do you good.
You're a very sweet and sensitive young woman, Virginia. And I think I know why you say I should go with you.
You're troubled about something, Mrs. Park.
So you feel that, do you?
Of course I do.
Well, I've been doing a very foolish thing. I've been sitting here thinking of the past.
Well, I should think, Mrs. Bach, that all your memories would be very happy ones.
That is so. Yet in view of the future, I... But what right have I to be a prophet about the future? He knows what is best for him to do.
You mean Dr. Paul?
Mm-hmm. For a long time, I've told myself that he might leave. That if he did, it would be because it was the right thing. But now that I know it's definite, the feeling I have is the same as if I hadn't expected it at all. Sometimes the mind can argue, but the heart, it stays stubborn. And perhaps, too, the heart of a mother, no matter how hard she tries, is apt to be a little selfish.
You're not selfish, Mrs. Bach. You couldn't be.
At this moment, I'm not so sure. Paul is going to New York, Virginia.
I've thought you were going to say that. I didn't think he would.
Last night he sent the telegram to Dr. Peterson. Why didn't you think he'd go?
I haven't given it much thought, of course, but I had the impression that he didn't want to leave. Then, too, it's very hard to imagine him away from the Miles Memorial Hospital. The two seem so dependent upon each other.
I know. To myself, I can't picture Paul not being here in Elkhorn City. But maybe I can't because I don't want to.
Who'll take his place at Miles?
No one for the time being. What Paul is arranging is to go to New York for 6 months. To try it for that length of time to see how things work out.
Oh, well, then it isn't final at all.
No, I'm afraid it's final.
Well, how can you say that? Don't you imagine, Mrs. Bach, that after 6 months he'll come back?
No, I don't think so.
Well, of course, Dr. Peterson's a very outstanding physician, but I don't think that the advantages, the opportunities, will be able to offset what Dr. Paul has here. Well, he'd have to change his entire thinking, his whole ideology to fit into a life like that. Do you think he can do that?
No. No, I don't think Paul could ever grow accustomed to being away from the hospital.
But you just said...
I know, and I say it again. I don't know why, but I believe that if Paul leaves, he'll never come back here to stay. Never.
Martha Bach couldn't explain to Virginia Martin the underlying factor for her belief. The thought that was in the back of her mind was of Elizabeth, her daughter-in-law. A thought that was mainly intuition. But Martha would have realized how correct her intuition was if she could have been at Elizabeth's home this morning. If she'd known of the conversation that was taking place between Paul's wife and Dr. Gordon Foster.
You told me over the phone that everything was arranged, right?
That's right. Paul's wired Dr. Peterson. We're going to New York.
I must say you're pretty calm about the whole thing. You realize you're going to run the risk of having your father get sore, which might mean you get no more money from him.
Well, it's a risk I have to take. After all, you left me no choice.
So you finally got Paul to commit himself.
Yes, Paul's wired Peterson that he's accepted his offer.
I knew you could do it if you really wanted to. Does your father know you're leaving us yet?
No.
Will you let me know as soon as he's told?
Certainly.
I realize, of course, that I'll be a little bit more on my own than I intended. Your father will hardly be in any frame of mind to accept any recommendation from you as to who's to be the next chief of staff at Miles. But I know how to take care of that end of it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. I'm really the only logical person for the job.
I'm afraid, Gordon, you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Oh?
Yes. Paul's position at the hospital won't be open for 6 months.
6 months? What are you talking about? Is this another one of your little deals? Because if it is...
Oh, do shut up for a minute. The only way I could get an immediate commitment out of Paul was to get him to try at New York for 6 months.
I don't believe you. I think you're still trying to play both ends against the middle.
Gordon, that isn't true. I did everything I could to get Paul to accept Dr. Peterson's offer. He finally said he'd give it a trial. I tell you, that's the best I could do.
Well, it's not good enough for me.
It'll have to be. That's the risk you'll have to take unless you want to lose everything, too. You just told me you knew I could do anything I wanted to, Gordon. Well, what I still want, in spite of the difficulties you put in my way, what I want is to get out of this horrible little town. So I give you my word, Gordon. Paul may think he's just going for 6 months. But once he's there, I'll see to it that we never come back here. And don't think I can't do it.
Yes, Elizabeth. I think you can do it.
Elizabeth turned away. She sighed. But Dr. Gordon Forster didn't see the smile on her face. Didn't realize it was a sigh of relief. Well, she thought, that was done. She wouldn't have any more trouble from Gordon Forster. Now there remained only the problem of handling her father. I wonder, Elizabeth, if you'll be as successful in dealing with Jonathan Smith, your father, without whose financial generosity all your avid, ambitious plans for the future will be meaningless.
Here's a suggestion for a simple salad luncheon that's always a sparkling success. Make an interesting tossed salad with vegetables in season. Then give that salad real character, taste, and heartiness by adding Dutch Mill American cheese. Serve with muffins and tea. Yes, Dutch Mill cheese adds sparkle to many a dish because it's a perfect cheese of its type. You see, Dutch Mill is made with special care, exclusively from deep-flavored cheddars. Selected American cheddars that have been ripened slowly and thoroughly. And then that mouth-watering Dutch Mill flavor is blended into every pound to produce a cheese so mild and rich, so tender and mellow, it's downright delicious. Compare its quality. If you aren't completely satisfied, the full purchase price will be refunded without question. You'll find point-free Dutch Mill American cheese in half-pound and two-pound packages at your Safeway store. If your Safeway store is sometimes out of Dutch Mill cheese, please try again, won't you? Supplies are good, but the heavy demand makes it difficult to deliver fast enough. Thanks ever so much for being patient.
Tomorrow, Virginia Martin keeps a date with Dr. Paul's assistant, young Johnny Cabot.
Join us at this same time every Monday through Friday. This is Jack Moyle saying, for a treat in cheese, try Dutch Mill, please. Dr. Paul is directed by George L. Fogel.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.